With head coach Mike Munchak, off-season press conference, introducing the staff. Long press conference as you introduce the offensive staff and the defensive staff. What stuck out to you most about what the media wanted to know?
Well, I mean, I think I just wanted to kind of get an update. I think I gave that to them. I think I was trying to answer a lot of their questions before they could, so they wouldn't have to ask them. And I think that's important that that people know why we're doing what we do. I know there's a lot of concern for how things ended with the season. I want them to be reassured that we're heading the right direction and making good decisions, and we put together a very good staff. I think that'll help us be a very good football team this year. So I think that was the emphasis of it, and so I think that's what they're interested in hearing.
And you gave a very detailed description of how you put the offensive staff together piece by piece, the defensive staff together piece by piece, like it was a puzzle. Living through that and having done it, how difficult was it to go through putting the puzzles together?
It's hard. I mean, you need a lot of help, which I had from other staff members and from friends around the league, because you can't always get what you want. You can't always talk to coaches you may want to talk to because of the rules and the contracts and things like that. So you have to be very patient. That's what I've learned as a head coach, is about the patient part of it. And that's hard to do because, like I mentioned earlier, you're trying to get a wide receiver coach signed. But if you don't get him, then you maybe need that quarterback coach, but he may sign somewhere else. And so you don't want to jump too soon. It's almost a little bit like free agency, I guess. And so it's frustrating, but I think it worked out really well for me this year. It took longer, like I said, than I had hoped. I was hoping that you could wrap it up in a week or 10 days, but I just really wanted to take a good look at what was out there and making sure I wasn't hurrying into a decision, and that we got people, I think, coaches that will make a difference with these players and help us win. So that was the goal, and I think we got it done.
As you have started meeting, what do you like about this group as they work together? And again, just at the beginning.
Well, I've been on the offensive side mainly this past the past 2 weeks when the guys have been together, and I think it's been fun watching the tape, hearing different perspectives from different experiences and all the openness to ideas and making things simpler for the players. I mean, that's what's always in mind, and what's easier for them terminology-wise, verbiage-wise. And I think that's the fun part of creating an offense that you feel like you all have ownership in. And I think that's what these guys are excited about, that we're developing something that's going to be their offense. It's not somebody else's. It's not, you know, it's ours. And I think that's what we want. It's a Titan offense, and it's in mind to use our players in the best way we can. So that's been fun. I think the energy is great. It always is when you get new guys together, and I just see it working well, and that's what, as a coach, that's what you're excited. This is the time of year. This is what things you need to be doing, and I think we're doing pretty well.
In putting the offense together, how much will you have input from Jake Locker specifically?
Well, I think the good news, like I mentioned, with Dowell Loggins having such a good feel for him and what he likes, it allows us really to move at a fast pace, because we already know what the things he does well and what he doesn't do well. We have tape that shows that now. So, he's always going to have a quarterback, always has some say. We'll always ask opinions at times about things. Not that we're going to do what he wants to do, but we're definitely have in mind what he does well. So I think, and that's what Jake does well. He communicates well that way. Obviously, we can't do much of that this time of year with him, but at some point we can. But I think that's the beauty of already knowing what he likes to do.
Defensively, Chet Parlavecchio goes to linebackers. What does he specifically add to the defensive staff mix in that spot?
You know what? I think it starts with his passion, his love for the position. I think that comes across in a big way. I think the fundamentals is what he's all about. That's what football is all about to me, his technique as a line coach. I think he knows those as well as anybody. I think if you have good technique, you can play well against anybody. You can get guys with lesser talent and still be great football players if they have the fundamentals down, they understand it. And then when you do understand it, then comes the physical nature, then it comes playing hard, physical. And I think he'll start these guys like they don't know anything, like he's teaching Pop Warner football like they're 8 years old again, and start from square one, rebuild them. And I think they'll really enjoy the way he does work.
And you've seen the special teamers respond to that style from Chet the last 2 years.
Yeah, they have. I mean, he's had his role in it, and those guys, it is fun to watch that. And the last couple of years of seeing how much they enjoy the drills. And again, he's working on fundamentals with gunners and the guys inside the special teams. And so they've enjoyed that. He comes up with different ways. It's always different. It's never the same. And they just hear him talk about it. They may not want to do it, but when he's so excited about it, then they jump right in there and they respond to him. So I think it's going to be fun to watch. I'm excited, obviously, for that. And I agree with what's been said. I think linebackers set the tone for your defense. I think we got some good ones on our team that they're going to be taken to a different level.
You bring in Greg Williams to be the special, how did you term it?
Senior assistant defense.
All right. So here's what I'm wondering. You knew there would be a lot of questions. You knew there would be a lot of attention, and there has been locally, nationally, whatever. Did any of the thoughts about what a big deal it would be in terms of a story maybe make you stop and think, maybe I don't want to bring this kind of attention in?
Not really. I thought it was more about if it was the right thing to do. And like I mentioned, because if I didn't know Greg and Jerry didn't know him, then I wouldn't have done this probably. I wouldn't even probably even considered it. But I think we're in a unique situation that the 31 other teams are not, that we have a relationship with him. We both do. It just seemed like it fit. That's why I continued on with the information gathering, if this made sense. And again, I looked at it. It wasn't just about football. It was a lot of factors that you take into account. You want different people's opinions, which obviously I got, and every step along the way, it seemed like it made sense to do it. And again, I believe in second chances. I always have, and I think why not give one to a guy that feels like family to you? And I know he'll be highly motivated to come in here and do a great year coaching.
Looking at all of your new coaches, Greg Williams, Chet Parlavecchio, who's not new but moves to a different spot, and then what you did with the offensive coaches, they all seem to have big personalities, vocal. That's a common thread among all of them. Was that something you were trying to add more of also when you made the hires?
It definitely was, and I think we brought a lot of the guys that were in-house. We moved guys around that we were able to watch perform. So, again, I know what we're getting. I know what Dave Ragone's all about, moving him into the quarterback spot. I know what Chet Parlavecchio is all about. I know what Nate Katz is all about when I move those guys around the building that way. I know what Dial Loggins, how he's going to run the show. So that means a lot because you know exactly what you're getting. There's less likely a chance of being, oh, my gosh, I didn't see this coming. And, again, we realize how important this year is. I mean, like I said in there, I said, you know what, this is all about making decisions to win this football year and to get the most, you know, the best to be ready. And I think you see a lot of excitement and enthusiasm from these type of guys, and I think that's contagious. And I hope that, you know, that's an aspect that rubs off on the rest of the team.
2 weeks away from the combine, finally, what are you doing the next 2 weeks?
The scouts are in. We've started already for the first time creating the board. You know, step one in this process. So I'm getting a feel the last couple of days with the offensive line guys and the running backs, being in those meetings and starting to get a feel for who's who in college world. And so we'll work on that. The coaches are doing the same thing. Half the day it's looking at film from last year and looking at scheme, and the second half is personnel. So as we build, we're done with the staff now, so now we got to work on personnel and scheme. So we have a lot to do. Looking forward to Indy now that we got the staff part put to bed, and it's an exciting time.
Yeah, it kind of is. Good to be talking football. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, it is. Thanks.
Mike Munchak with us. Titans All Access at TitansOnline.com.